From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. San Francisco's entertainment and nightlife businesses have been struggling to stay open amidst a pandemic, but newly announced financial relief might help them survive a little longer. KALW's Carla Estevez has more on the story.
Mayor London Breed announced that the city will waive their business fees and taxes through the end of next year. Specifically, business fees for about 300 nightlife businesses, like music venues, clubs, and bars, will be waived. Payroll tax expenses will also be waived for 2020. These waivers will add up to $2.5 million of support, and none of the venues will have to pay the fees back. Co-owner and artistic director Darcy Drollinger of Oasis, a drag nightclub and cabaret in the SoMa district, says he welcomes the relief.
You know, every dollar counts, so it is absolutely going to help us so we can stay afloat and come together, both now, our parklet and our roof are open, but also in the future.
More than the money, Drollinger says that it feels good that the city is thinking about how small businesses can make it through the pandemic.
We were the ones that have to hold out the longest, so having more resources available to us and more help is really crucial. I mean, we don't want to wake up and have, you know, what is a first-class city devoid of all of its mid-size and small entertainment venues when this is over.
The idea for the fee waivers came from a report by the city's Economic Recovery Task Force. The mayor's office says it will continue to draw guidance from that report. In Oakland, I'm Carla Estevez for KALW News.
More than 200 people incarcerated in California prisons who are at the highest risk from COVID-19 won't move to safer cells. That's confounding officials who want to transfer thousands of prisoners to locations where they are less vulnerable to infection. The development leaves corrections officers in a quandary as they consider how to avoid a repeat of deadly outbreaks like those at San Quentin State Prison. The federal official who controls health care in California State Prison says an initial 238 of 302 highly vulnerable inmates system-wide refused to move. Attorneys who had been seeking the transfers for months are asking inmates why they won't go. KALW has spoken with incarcerated people who say they don't trust prison officials' handling of coronavirus-related issues. The Transamerica Pyramid, one of San Francisco's most iconic buildings, has been sold for $650 million. That's 8 months after a sales agreement was reached. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that New York investor Michael Chavot, Deutsche Finance America, and other investors bought the building from the owner of namesake insurance company Transamerica Corp. The building, the second tallest in the city, has never been sold before. The price initially was over $700 million, but the deal was delayed amid the coronavirus pandemic. The new owners say they plan to renovate the building that's been part of the San Francisco skyline since 1972. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.